keep Americans safe. The Supreme Court is remembering Justice Antonin Scalia today as it returns to work. Before the court began hearing oral arguments on two cases, Chief Justice John Roberts said Scalia was our man of all seasons and we will miss him beyond all measure. Scalia died February 13th of a heart attack while on a hunting trip in West Texas. Roberts did not mention the controversy surrounding Scalia's eventual replacement. This is USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99. At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is pushing his paid family leave proposal in Rockland County. At the West Haverstraw Community Center today, Cuomo called for 12 weeks of paid family leave for those having a baby or caring for a sick family member. He says it won't cost businesses a dime.
Funded by employees who pay in to a fund about 70 cents a week, and that fund then is basically an insurance fund to pay other employees.
Cuomo told a crowd of local lawmakers and workers that he believes there's a loss of respect and power for workers when asking for time off. Cuomo says he's determined to get this initiative in the state's next budget. It's time for round two of primary campaigning in South Carolina. This time, the Democratic presidential candidates are fighting for their share of votes and delegates in the Palmetto State on Saturday. Hillary Clinton's lead over Bernie Sanders has been shrinking since November in South Carolina, but Real Clear Politics still reports a 24-point lead for Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
I'm a pair of designer shoes so expensive my owner had to give up half-decaf skim vanilla lattes just to afford me. So you can imagine my terror when a pipe burst and the apartment started flooding. There I was, trapped in the closet, water rushing all around me. But what was I to do? I'm a 6-inch stiletto. It's not like I can run.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit GEICO.com today.
There's yet another controversy concerning something Donald Trump said, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
He lost his confidence.
Michael Jackson's brother is slamming Trump for making up what he calls botched facts about the King of Pop's life. The GOP presidential candidate name-dropping the late Jackson during a CNN town hall event back on Thursday, saying he knew Michael Jackson's real story.
And he lost tremendous confidence because of, honestly, bad surgery. He had the worst. He had people that did numbers on him that were just unbelievable.
On Twitter, Jermaine Jackson blasts Trump, saying it wasn't the way a friend would pay tribute to the pop legend. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Tampa man is in trouble for packing heat in a diaper bag belonging to his girlfriend. It became a big problem yesterday when the woman's 6-year-old son found the weapon while the couple was at the Ballast Point Park and fired a shot yesterday afternoon. The weapon recoiled, injuring the boy's lip. Police have charged 37-year-old Ricardo Marquez with culpable negligence and tampering with physical evidence. A Maryland judge says that a mother is not criminally responsible for the death of her toddler on a park swing set. Romisha Sims was arrested last year after she was found pushing her 3-year-old son on a swing for more than 40 hours. Today, a judge agreed with an earlier decision that Sims suffers from schizophrenia and should not be held criminally responsible. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Light rain transitioning to a few showers. late on Tuesday night, low of 35. Rain and thunder possible and a high of 49 on Wednesday the 24th. And another half an inch of rain on Wednesday night. Overcast. 32 over in Pattonburg, 34 up in Highbridge, 35 in Tewksbury, 36 in Raritan, 32 in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunter. I'm Jim with Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Pixie here, coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, earning earns. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Well, in case you forgot, today is Washington's birthday, and this is the Washington Post March, written by John Philip Sousa. So yeah, there used to be a time when we would have Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday, and we would celebrate them on those specific days, and then they got evolved into Mondays, and now they've been all compressed into one President's Day. But it's still here, and some folks still celebrate it. All right, it is time to talk about traffic, see what's going on with Kenny Rhodes. HERTTMA.com gives me my alerts. You can get them too. Just register with them. You'll get them on your smartphone, or you follow them on Twitter. Now, I already warned you about the weather, and we're going to have a quarter of an inch and then a half an inch of rain, so you can expect during the middle of the week that we're going to have some issues. Meanwhile, congestion on 78 right now. Incident on Route 202 northbound, Branchburg, just came in as of 7:47. It's at Old York Road. There's an accident there. So be prepared for that. Hunterdon Roads, patches of delays along eastbound roads in Hunterdon due to sun glare. What a problem. Sun visors and sun glasses would be appropriate. And at 7:03, we had eastbound delays approaching exit 26 in Bedminster. Probably because of sun glare. All right, prepare for that. Get ready for your localized flooding. Good morning, Hunterdon and Hunchimer Radio traffic. So what is on Hunchimberradio.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We'll have Michelle Heidi on. We'll talk about the markets, the kind of cooled off a little bit on Thursday and Friday, and we'll find out if that's going to be the case for the remainder of February. That's our last week of February, except for next Monday when we have
your full circle of care.
If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Light rain transitioning to a few showers. Late on Tuesday night, low of 35. Rain and thunder possible and a high of 49 on Wednesday the 24th. And another half an inch of rain on Wednesday night. Overcast. 32 over in Pattonburg, 34 up in Highbridge, 35 in Tewksbury, 36 in Raritan, 32 in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunter. I'm Jim with Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Pixie here, coming live from the Hunter and Jim of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, earning earns. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunter and County, New Jersey. Well, in case you forgot, today is Washington's birthday, and this is the Washington Post March, written by John Philip Sousa. So yeah, there used to be a time when we would have Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday, and we would celebrate them on those specific days, and then they got evolved into Mondays, and now they've been all compressed into one President's Day. But it's still here, and some folks still celebrate it. All right, it is time to talk about traffic, see what's going on with Kenny Rhodes. HERTTMA.com gives me my alerts. You can get them too. Just register with them. You'll get them on your smartphone or you follow them on Twitter. Now, I already warned you about the weather, and we're going to have a quarter of an inch and then a half an inch of rain. So you can expect during the middle of the week that we're going to have some issues. Meanwhile, congestion on 78 right now. Incident on Route 202 northbound, Branchburg, just came in as of 7:47. It's at Old York Road. There's an accident there. So be prepared for that. Hunter and Rhodes, patches of delays along eastbound roads in Hunter due to sun glare. What a problem. Sun visors and sun glasses would be appropriate. And at 7:03, we had eastbound delays approaching exit 26 in Bedminster. Probably because of sun glare. All right, prepare for that. Get ready for your localized flooding. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio traffic. So what is on HuntChamberRadio.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We'll have Michelle Hydion will talk about the markets. They kind of cooled off a little bit on Thursday and Friday, and we'll find out if that's going to be the case for the remainder of February. It's our last week of February, except for next Monday when we have Leap Year Day. So we'll talk with Michelle, find out all about that. Al Rohr is back. We'll talk with him at Monday. Al gives us insight into businesses in Hunter County. And last week we had to have him on Thursday because we had last Monday off. At 10 o'clock, we have, 11 o'clock, we have Chef Bill's Table. Bill Kinslow comes over here from Jake's, giving us insight into tips, tricks, and advice and recipes from his executive chef position in Jake's, and also teaching a culinary class over at Polytech. Any Hours with Sue is on, dietitian and nutritionist, ShopRite from noon to 1. Mental Health Matters, Larry Cartwright helps us understand brain injuries and brain illness from 2 to 3 with his knowledge from NAMI of Hunterdon. Hunterdon Medical Center on the air is on 3 to 4, giving you insight into the people, places, and programs at the Hunterdon Medical Center. Georgine Trinkle tells us all about the viewpoints that are making headlines in Hunterdon County. And Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour winds up today from 5 to 6. And Ruth Ann has a special guest, and that is Sue Ann Sesha Harden, who is the proprietor of Fifth Dimension Healing Energy and a past host of HunterdonChamberRadio.com. So that's the entire HunterdonChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HunterdonChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterdonChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hydeen Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hydeen Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hydeen Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now.
get schedules, station information, listen live or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100inChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Honorton County.
Honorton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Not a bad tune to play on a Monday morning. What do you think? Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com and Jimmy Buffett.
Watching the sun bake.
It is National Entrepreneurship Week. It's Bird Health Awareness Week. Brotherhood Sisterhood Week. Build a Better Trade Show Image Week. National Date Fruit Week. National Eating Disorders Awareness Week. National Engineers Week. National FFA Week. National Invasive Species Awareness Week. National Justice for Animals Week. National Pancake Week. And Through with the Chew. That would be chewing tobacco, I imagine. For today, well, it is 87th Academy Awards Ceremony today. Museum Advocacy Day. It is Wordsworth's Day, World Thinking Day, George Washington's Birthday, Tex Avery Day, and National Margarita Day. Think I'll be part participating in one of those for today. That's BrownieLocks.com, celebration observances for the week and the day with Jimmy Buffett. Pick something and get involved.
I'm Mexican cutie. How I got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away again in margarita bed.
Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. It says that March 20th clinic aims to create ultimate horse-human connection. So staff at NJ Advance Media reported on the 21st that many riders take time off for their horses during the winter, and reconnecting in the spring can present challenges for both humans and equines. Horse trainer Dr. Maria Katsaminis will offer her expertise in creating the ultimate horse-human connection at a one-day clinic on March 20th. She will assess riders on key physiological factors that can instantly affect their rapport with their horse and show them how to identify and release physical and mental barriers that block them from oneness. Quote, a one-day clinic can open the door for new possibilities in the relationship, said Katsaminis. My aim is that riders leave the clinic inspired and equipped in spring forward with guidelines that will help them feel safe and ensure that their horse is mentally and physically comfortable. That's an unquote. The clinic will give riders the opportunity to work intensively with Katsaminis and to learn simple yet powerful techniques to improve their connection to the horse. There will be two lessons per rider, a morning and afternoon session. Morning sessions will serve as an evaluation period where the horse's physical and mental readiness is assessed. Afternoon sessions will provide riders with concrete feedback and tools to incorporate into their program. This clinic is ideal in troubleshooting for horses that have had the winter off, riders who have safety or fear issues, horses with behavioral issues, and the riders that want a deeper bond with their horse. This clinic is also suited for riders gearing up for a show season or those seeking advice on starting a rehabilitation training protocol for horses returning after injury. Riders of all levels and disciplines are welcomed to apply. This one-day event will be held on March 20th from 9 a.m. to 5 at Amwell Ridge Farm in Rocktown Road in Ringgoes, New Jersey. Interested candidates should submit an application to HR Fuller
riderscast@gmail.com. The application should include the rider's name, years of riding, handling experience, and training. Include the horse's name, breed, age, and any relevant history. Kitsaminis will review the applications and respond promptly. The participant fee is $160 and the auditor fee is $25. For more information about the clinic, contact Heather Fowler at hrfowler, H-R-F-A-L-L-E-R, at gmail.com. So, interesting little thing there, because not only is it for horses, but really this is something you should do in anything where you take the winter off, if it's golf or any type of sports, or an acquaintance that you haven't seen in a while. You have a new opportunity to kind of redo things, to kind of get rid of the old habits and bring in the new. Dieting, exercising, all those things that we tend to fall into place and then need to find a way to get them back in a different manner or take on a different role to improve. And so there's a perfect opportunity for you as a horse owner and rider, but also use that as an opportunity to help whatever aspect of life you're trying to conquer. That is vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
The old disc jockey almanac has birthdays for today, the 22nd of February, and we start off with obviously George Washington, but move on to the click. Ellen Marlowe is 22, Apollo 13's Mike Miko Hughes is 30, Mad Max Fury Road, Josh Hellman is 30, The Vampire Diaries, Zach Roerig is 31. 32nd birthday of Jody Amy Rivera from The Princess Chronicles. Dishon Lockman is 34 from The Last Resort. Jenna Hayes is 34 from Superbad. Elodie Young is 35 from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Jessica Kuiper is 37 from Sorority Boys. Singer of 1973, James Blunt is 39. Popular, Tamara Mello is 40. Donnie Darko, producer of Charlie's Angels. Drew Barrymore is 41. Passions, Lisa Huber is 41. Broadway actress, Miss Saigon. Leah Salonga is 45. Baywatch, Curse of Alcatraz, Jose Solano is 45. The Mist, Thomas Jane is 47. Miss Illinois, 1989. Jerry Ryan is 48. Actor and producer of The Office, Paul Lieberstein is 49. From Saturday Night Live, Rachel Dratch is 50. Thorsten Kay is 50 from One Life to Live. Star Wars Episode 1, Steve Spears, 51. Wayne's World, Robin Roseanne is 52. Twin Peaks, Kyle MacLachlan is 57. Actor in Scoop, Robert Bathurst is 59. World Golf Hall of Famer, Amy Alcott, 60. From Leon, Ellen Green is 65. Harry Potter movies, Julie Walters is 66. Basketball Hall of Famer, Dr. J. Julius Erving is 66. Beverly Hills Cop, John Ashton is 68. Film producer, The Silence of the Lambs, Jonathan Demme, 72. Keeping Up Appearances, Judy Cornwell, 76. Singer, actress, Marnie Nixon is 86. Rebecca Scholl is 87 from Wings and Analyze This. Blade Runner, James Hong is 87. And Runaway Brides, Paul Dooley is 88. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on air, email me at goodmorning@hermitjuber.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate. And here's another one by James Blunt. We'll be right back in just a minute. Michelle Heide's up next.
Pure. I saw an angel, of that I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man, but I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do, 'cause I'll never be with you.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Well, I want to begin by congratulating Donald Trump. We haven't had a chance to speak yet. He won here tonight. But after tonight, this has become a three-person race, and we will win the nomination.
Marco Rubio is very optimistic about the narrowing race for the Republican presidential nomination. He made the comment in a speech to supporters after finishing neck and neck with Ted Cruz and about 10 percentage points behind Donald Trump in South Carolina's Republican primary. Marco Rubio is also dismissing a report that he'll be endorsed by 2012 GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney.
We'd love to have his endorsement, but there's nothing forthcoming. I don't know where those reports are coming from.
People around in Kalamazoo for Uber between the shootings. He's scheduled to be arraigned today. Men are making more money than women on eBay. Researchers say women make 20% less than men on average when selling the exact same new product on eBay. You're listening to USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit, Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
All right, it's time to talk with Michelle. We got the markets. Michelle, let's see, last Thursday and Friday, it cooled off a little bit, but
exactly.
Still, not the volatility we've been dealing with over the last 6 weeks.
Exactly. And just like the weather did for us this weekend, the markets are looking a little bit sunshiny this morning.
Oh, okay.
We had a positive trend since that over in Asia. We had the Shanghai up about 2.5%. Most of Asia was higher. European markets were up almost 1.5% so far this morning. All sectors were in positive territory, and basically we've had a recovery in nothing other than oil prices. So today, oil in the market are pretty much back to that direct correlation. If we look at Europe, actually the basic resources sector was trading 3.7% higher. Then we had oil and gas stocks up about 2%. Technology companies up about 1.5%. Conversely, financials over in Europe, we had HSBC announcing a 1% rise in their pre-tax profit for 2015. They are Europe's biggest bank by assets, and basically, you know, they were citing volatile markets, ongoing cost-cutting efforts, leadership uncertainties. So shares of that company were down just under 3%, making it the worst performer so far this morning over in London. We had the German DAX up. That's currently up quite a bit. We actually have BMW up about 2%. after a newspaper reported that BMW planned to launch a new 7 Series model to compete with Mercedes S-Class. So that's another automobile, another positive thing in the automobile sector, I suppose. Let's see. Here in the U.S., again, we have the futures looking pretty bright this morning. The Dow futures a few minutes ago were up about 176, S&P up about 21, NASDAQ up about 48. I had to bring this one up because I noticed that today that Bank of America announced that they are rolling out a new mortgage product today. Basically, some sort of mortgage product that will allow you to only put about 3% down, and it doesn't involve the FHA. So I was like, uh-oh, is that a red flag? They're starting to come up with some new mortgage products again. All right, Al. Didn't really have any details yet in terms of what exactly that mortgage product is, but that was interesting. And then the other interesting headline that I saw, let me see if I can... Basically, the headline was, look out below, options priced in scary S&P soon. And you go on to read, and of course, the first part of the article talks about how the option market is currently seeing a 50% chance of a massive S&P plunge, where the S&P would fall back to 1,600, which is about 17% lower than we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
So then, if you stopped at that point in the article, you're like, oh, wow, okay, you know, that's, yeah, good to note. Then if you continue to read in the article, it also says that there's a 50% chance that the S&P could reach 2110 this year. So basically, it just looks like, you know, they were just looking for something to, you know, something to have someone click on their button to read more, and obviously I did. But if we did hit 2110 on the S&P, that would be about 10% higher than where we are right now. So I'm like, okay, there's a 50% chance of it going lower, and there's a 50% chance of it going higher. Gee,
wow.
I could have...
that's quite a... That's going out on a limb,
like
isn't
on
it?
On this Monday morning, the sun is out, and the futures are looking brighter. There's no major economic data out today, so we'll see where we go from here. Like I said, right now, it looks like it's mostly trending on higher oil prices and kind of following... So, we shall see.
Way to go out on a limb there, folks. I mean, you know, it's 50% chance it's going to be warmer or colder today. So, good grief.
There's a 50% chance it's going to go higher and a 50% chance it's going to go lower. Okay.
A question on the Bank of America. I know you didn't get to read much of it or they didn't provide much details, but did they happen to mention PMI?
Hello?
You there?
Oh, there we go. Yeah, you were cut down a little bit.
All right. Did they happen to mention PMI in the Bank of America?
They did not. Like I said, it was just one of those short little, corporate news trending, and it basically just said that they were rolling out a new mortgage product where consumers could put as little as 3% down. It didn't have any details yet, though. I'll see if I can dig in a little bit more and get a little bit more information on that.
Okay. Yeah, watch out, folks. You get involved in something like that, and you don't have all the particulars. You could... wind up with, it didn't even say if it was a variable rate, did it?
No, it did not.
Yeah.
No.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of questions.
Lots of questions there.
Yeah,
no, okay. Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We'll see what happens, but that one needs some more fleshing out because you just don't want to get involved in something that could eventually hurt you seriously. So.
Right. Nope, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Another one of those.
Lumber liquidators, you didn't mention that, but the CDC found that they got some big problems. So I don't know how long lumber liquidators is going to be hanging around.
No, that's right. I had just heard that when I was listening to the radio before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is not good. Yeah.
The CDC, I guess, reevaluated the analysis and said that the cause of cancer from those products is worse than expected, and Lumber Liquidators is going to take a beating today. So watch out for that.
Absolutely, right. they've been in the news for quite some time, and now this just kind of adds to the current not good.
No.
All right.
Well, thank you very much. Enjoy the weather,
thank
and
you.
We're gonna have nice weather today, but tomorrow and the next day, potentially some localized flooding. So watch out. Quarter of an inch and a half an inch of rain. But I think that means that somehow the groundhog saw a shadow or didn't see a shadow, and so therefore we're getting spring early. So like April showers in February.
Exactly.
All right, Michelle. Thank you very much.
All right.
We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
I think you said you're off tomorrow, so I'll catch you on Wednesday.
Tomorrow I've got clients, so I'll talk to you again on Wednesday.
All right. Have a good one. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays, and Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonBarrier.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a minute.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Think, let your mind go, let yourself be free. Way. I didn't even know you, you couldn't have been too much more than tame. Just how I ain't no psychiatrist, I ain't no doctor with the greens. But it don't take too much time to see what you're doing to me. You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Yeah. Think, let your mind go, let yourself be free.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, it's time to speak with Al. We have Al Warr on the phone, and we talk with him usually on Mondays. We always have Mondays off for whatever reason, so when we don't have that, we cut Al on other days. But we got you back. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
So we're enjoying
the weather.
Yes. So you're already starting to plan your gardening, are you?
Oh, yeah. Got things already planted on the windowsill.
Okay. Start them in the egg cartons, or?
Well, sometimes, but that, rather than egg cartons, I usually use 4-inch pots and just start them, and that way they have room to grow and do without having to transplant so many times.
Okay. Now, what do you typically put in there? Is it you starting the tomatoes, or what's the...
Tomatoes and marigolds, I start early, yeah.
Okay.
Marigolds are so easy to grow from seed. I save the seed from year to year and grow them again.
Okay. And I assume the marigolds, but you'll surprise me. I assume the marigolds are just for decorative purposes. You're not growing them for consumption, right?
No, I don't eat them.
Okay. I don't know. I have to ask. You throw me a curveball now and then, so I had to ask.
They're nice. I always have loved marigolds. And okay. If you plant them with your veggies, they tend to keep the bugs away.
Oh, well, see, now there's an interesting tidbit. Okay.
Yeah, they drive the bugs. The bugs don't like marigolds for some reason. I don't know why.
How about deer? Do deer like marigolds?
Don't know. I don't have deer.
Well, I can send you a few over if you like.
Thanks, no.
I mean, everything. They eat everything in my house.
This area of Easton, they just do not hear. I see a wild turkey now and then, or two, or three, or four, or ten.
Okay.
But no deer.
All right. Well, good for you. Lucky you. All right. So we talk about Hunterdon County and businesses, and so what are we going to investigate this day?
Well, we've talked in the past about townwide events.
Yep.
That Clinton Holes and Flemington Holes and Lambertville Holes and some of the others, Highbridge Holes. But Flemington has a double header coming up starting next weekend. The Health and Wellness Fair is on Saturday, March 5th.
Okay.
Not this weekend, next weekend.
Right.
And then the week following is Restaurant Week. So it's a double-header event. So I thought I would talk to people and write about what they were doing and what's going on. Both of them, one is only one day. The Health and Wellness is only one day, Saturday, March 5th.
Mm-hmm.
But the Restaurant Week runs all week following.
Okay. Now, where's the Health and Wellness Center going to take place, the Health and Wellness Center?
It happens all over Flemington, on the main street, as well as the side streets, and Stangle Center, and Turntable Junction, and name it. It happens all over with 25 or 30 businesses are participating with various types of things. You know, health and wellness is a popular thing these days.
Sure.
And there are all kinds of wellness practitioners that are in the area,
mm-hmm.
and so they are participating in an all-day event, usually throwing open their doors for an open house and having special events, most of which are free. You can learn about nutrition or take a yoga class or do a massage or an acupuncture session.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of things going on.
Now, as I start to imagine myself walking down Main Street in Flemington,
mm-hmm.
I can't think of that many health and wellness businesses. So,
well, they're there, tucked around in different places. Not necessarily, you know, health and wellness businesses are frequently one person businesses. There's
right.
an expert doing something.
Right.
And it's not like they rent a whole storefront and have a big store.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they'll have a room in the back or an office upstairs or somewhere there. There are exceptions. Of course, Chiropractic Center is they're participating and they're all over, and they tend to be bigger. But some of the other places are smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to sort of look for them.
Yeah, well, that's...
Or you can always go on to downtownflemington.com.
Okay.
And that's the bid site that lists all of the health and wellness people that are participating.
Okay.
And as I said, there are dozens of them, so...
So give me some for instances. Do you speak to certain businesses?
Yeah, I talked to... Nicole Manies, she runs the acupuncture community acupuncture center at 117 Broad Street.
Okay.
And this she's going to be offering free introductory type sessions between 2 and 4 o'clock on Saturday, March 5th.
Okay.
So it's a good time to learn something about acupuncture and actually get a live demonstration on yourself.
On yourself, okay. And yeah. she does acupuncture. acupuncture. Does she also subscribe to acupressure, or is she?
It's just acupuncture.
Acupuncture. Okay. Have you ever tried this? Have you ever tried acupuncture?
I have never. I have an abiding disinterest in needles, although the acupuncture needles are extremely fine, and people who've had it tell me you don't feel anything.
Right.
No. When they do this, but I have never done it, no. So I can't speak from personal experience with acupuncture.
I've never tried it myself. I have a cousin who's gone into it, and I witnessed him doing it on somebody else, but never had the courage nor the need to try it.
Yeah, she she'll do demonstrations away from her place for oncology patients or assisted living places or any group that wants her to come and do a demonstration. She'll be happy to do that. She's been doing acupuncture for years. She first had a place in Boston and then moved to her practice to Flemington.
Did she list what type of afflictions you might want to consider acupuncture for?
Well, one of the main things she specializes in is reduction of stress and anxiety.
Okay.
In fact, the community acupuncture center that she runs, you can simply walk in, and if there's a place available, it's a large room that I believe can accommodate up to a dozen people or so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dark and quiet, no cell phones allowed, no radios, no nothing. And she practices acupuncture in a community-type setting, which has become quite popular, not just in this area, across the country,
mm-hmm.
where you can go in and spend 20, 30 minutes in a relaxed setting with acupuncture and go away feeling relaxed and ready for the rest of your day.
Okay. So somehow she finds she finds certain acupuncture areas or nerves or to relieve stress. That's the take.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow.
It's quite an undertaking.
All right, so we have acupuncture, and so she's on Broad Street. Okay, so what else?
She's on Broad.
What other ones?
Yeah, I talked to Allison Levine, who's on. It's called A Life in Balance, and she's at number 1 Stangle Road, and they do all kind. That's a fair sized center there, which they do yoga and all kinds of other things there. On March the 5th, they're doing a free yoga class between 9 and 10 a.m. in the morning on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the afternoon, Carol Foran is doing, she's a psychotherapist, she's doing a presentation free on strengthening your emotional muscle, I suppose having to do with all kinds of things that might be wrong in the head.
Yep.
Then later at 3:30, they're doing a free class on complete wellness, utilizing physical therapy as well as yoga. So those are events that day at A Life in Balance.
Okay.
Over on Stangle Road, number 1 Stangle Road.
All right. So it's not far from the Broad Street area. That's fine.
Yeah, would be interesting way to. Explore variations and get greater awareness of both yoga and physical therapy.
Sure. Wow. All right. So we got that one up there. So you can make a whole day of this thing now. All right. So.
Oh yeah. So it would be easy. It's not only wellness practitioners, but other people are participating as well. Over in Turntable Junction, Kev Van Holt is opening up his art gallery to all comers.
Okay.
And Susan Peterson is opening up Tea Berries to all comers.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing 20% off on all salads, she said that day, as well as doing free tea tastings.
Okay.
So.
And those herbal teas are supposed to be good for your health as well. right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I also talked to Matt McPherson.
Mm-hmm.
Matt is the new chairman of the Restaurant Association, and of course he runs the Rooster Grill
mm-hmm.
there on Bloomfield Avenue. And during Restaurant Week, not on this Saturday, but during Restaurant Week, he's doing a fixed price 3-course dinner.
Okay.
Which is at his restaurant there, which is quite a popular place.
Okay.
He told me that there are 50 to 60 restaurants in Flemington and Raritan Township. They opened up the membership in bid to Raritan Township, and there's so many restaurants. I had no idea there were 50 to 60. I shouldn't say restaurants. They're cafes and eating places as well as restaurants.
So sure.
It's a full range of eating places that are in Flemington and Raritan Township these days. But that will do during Restaurant Week,
mm-hmm.
which is the 7th through the 13th.
Now, 50 to 60 are participating in Restaurant Week?
No, there are a total of 50 to 60. There are about a dozen to maybe 15 that are participating.
Right.
And they include quite a different market. Roost is, Main Street Bagel is participating, Chick-fil-A, the Greensleeves Bakery, the Grill Shack,
mm-hmm.
of course, Matt's and T-Berry's.
Well.
Excuse me.
Sure. Now, in the past, they've had some item where they tried to get you to check off a sheet or a card or show that you participated in all 7 days. Are they still doing something like that, or are they just offering these various menus on certain days?
Well, in talking to the bid poll, they mm-hmm. did not mention that, and I frankly didn't think to ask that question.
Yeah.
So I don't know the answer to that. They have in the past, yes.
Yeah, I remember that. There's a schedule, obviously. Now, not every restaurant is open or doing their menu on all day.
Every day, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to call the restaurant to find out how to participate in whatever they're doing. T-Berry's, of course, is open and running for, as they do every afternoon.
Great.
Lunch and afternoon.
Right.
But Matt's, for example, is closed on Mondays, I believe.
Right. So now they do this twice a year. So I'm imagining it's getting rather successful. So they wouldn't keep doing it if it wasn't going to be in anybody's benefit, right?
Yeah, I would assume so. Hunterdon has been named the healthiest county in New Jersey, according to Megan Jones Holt.
Wow.
Which I was not aware of that, frankly. Maybe I didn't read the news release when they sent it to me. But Hunterdon is supposed to be a very healthy county.
Yeah, it's been a number of years. We've been healthy, but it also correlates to our income level.
I would think so. Yeah.
So yeah. Great. Wow. So we got a restaurant and the health and wellness. Good.
Health and wellness. Hunterdon Medical Center is one of the sponsors, as is ShopRite.
Excellent.
And I believe ShopRite has some activities going on, but you would have to go to their website to find out what that is.
All right. Now, all of this is in downtown Flemington, or?
All in and around Flemington. Yes.
No, I mean the website, if I was going to find more information.
Oh, downtownflemington.com. Yes.
Okay. Great.
Go there and you'll find everything about the health and wellness as well as the restaurant week. And when I talked to these people, not every business had signed up yet.
Okay.
So, you know, it's another week away, week and a half away. So.
Oh, why wait until the last minute? Come on.
It will pay, it will pay you. It will pay listeners to go to the downtownflemington.com website. Closer to the dates to figure out what's going on and where.
Get your latest.
But a lot of activity, a double header there for Flemington.
Okay. So the wellness center, I keep saying wellness center, the wellness fair is the 5th, and then on the 7th is restaurant week. It starts the restaurant week.
The restaurant week and continues through that Saturday, March 13th.
Excellent. Cool. All right.